Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7, reading verse 21 through 23. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works?" And perhaps the saddest verse in the Bible, "Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Heavenly Father, please help me to preach. I believe, in fact, I'm convinced that you've spoken to me and laid this series of messages upon my heart, but I am unable to preach without your help. I'll just make a noise and get folks aggravated for nothing. Unless, as Moses said, Lord, if you don't go up with me, I'm not going up. Lord, you've got to go out with me, or I'm not going out. You've got to do something for me, O God. Anoint me by the Holy Ghost and fire. And, O God, sweep that fan that's in your hand. Please touch the heart. By the Holy Ghost, touch the heart. But the eyes, as Paul said, of those listening, my congregation, I guess, over the radio, that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened, that the scales would fall from their eyes. Those that have ears to hear, let them hear, and eyes to see the truth of what I'm going to preach, give them sight. Help them to hear, and help them to repent. Because as Jesus said, I come quickly. Please help us today, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. A lot of folks go to a lot of churches. A lot of church people, they attend all the time. They go to the conferences, they watch their favorite preachers on TV every week, can tell you what day of the week it comes on, what time, what have you. They can quote what their preacher says, all the phrases. They know all the doctrines that are taught, but they are completely and absolutely and utterly ignorant of what the Bible itself teaches. And I understand I'm going to make some folks mad. I get it. I understand. Not going to be popular today or next week or the week, probably for about a month. Not going to be very popular at all. I get it. And that's fine. But I'm going to deliver my soul. If you point out, as a preacher, if you point out the errors of the false teachers on television, it usually gets taken as a personal attack against those preachers and against those that love these preachers. Preacher says something, people get offended and think that they're being attacked by the man with the Bible in his hand, just trying to preach the truth. But you see, I'm not trying to attack you. It's because I love you that I'm here preaching this message and the series. Depart from me. I never knew you. I don't want Jesus to say that to you at the last day when we all stand before him. I'm not here to attack your favorite preacher, although I may very well mention his name and may explain why his doctrines are wrong, or her doctrines. But it's out of love and compassion for you. Yeah, you. I love you. My heart is broken for you. Because you love and believe a lie. You'd rather somebody tickle your ears than to tell you that you are in sin and you need to repent. But again, I'm not attacking you. And I'm not attacking your favorite preacher. But I want somehow to be used of God to touch your heart and open your eyes, you that are deceived by these lying false preachers. Galatians chapter 4, verse 16, Paul said as a response to the opposition that he was experiencing, he said, "Am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. I'm not your enemy. I'm not attacking you. But many of you listening to my voice, you go to church all the time. Again, you watch all the TV programs. But you don't know the Lord. Not really. You don't know him personally. And that bothers me. It bothers me that you'd do all sorts of Christian things. And many of you are very faithful. You go to church all the time. Again, you listen all the time to your favorite preacher. You give in the offering maybe at church. You send in your money to all these teachers on television. You're very faithful. It would be a shame that at the end of your life and you stand before God, he says, well, I see you did all kind of activity. And you're going to say, well, yeah, I did this and I did that. And I had faith and I gave in the offering. And I did all of these things. And the text says that we prophesied in your name and we cast out demon spirits. We did all these wonderful works. It would be a shame for you to stand before God after being religious or Christian or what have you for all those years, and God say, but I never knew you. I want you to understand something. I love you. I care about you. And I understand many of you are mad at me. Many of you have decided, that's it, I'm never going to listen again to this preacher. He's attacking my favorite ministers on TV. Am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, that means you want something somebody else has. The entire prosperity message is built on greed and covetousness. Creflo Dollar preaches covetousness. Copenhagen preaches covetousness, greed, envy, what have you. That's not the Bible way. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers. There's this big list. Verse 4, traitors, traitor to the gospel, preaching for money. The Bible calls that a hireling, not a true servant, certainly not a God-called minister. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. It looks like Christian, a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And the Bible is clear, from such turn away. You on the couch watching that? Turn it off. Turn away. Many of these preachers on TV or teachers or what have you, or apostles or whatever, are lying to you. And I'm here to tell you the emperor has no clothes. Verse 6, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. They sit on the couch, and these deceivers come in through the television, or through the internet, what have you. And they take captives. They don't preach the truth. They don't preach that Jesus Christ hung and bled and died on Calvary, and that His precious blood was shed for them. They don't say John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to hang and bleed and die on Mount Calvary, that whosoever believes in Him, trust in Him, not believe for a hundredfold return, but believe in Jesus and what He did on the cross. But His death was payment for a ransom for sin, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, die, and go to hell, but should go to heaven and have eternal life. You've heard me teach that on this radio station for 10 years. My message has never changed. Maybe I talk better now. Maybe I have better delivery. Maybe I've studied more and know a little bit more. But my message has never changed, not since the first day that I began to broadcast, January of 2007, on WSHO. But what I just described to you in a few minutes, that's not what the prosperity teachers teach, and you know it. That's not what the warfare ministers teach. It's not what Joel Osteen teaches, and you know it. Am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Let Paul's question ring in your ears. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25, there is a way that seems right to men, but the end thereof is a way that leads to death. There are several non-negotiables in the gospel. We call them the fundamentals of the faith, what the Bible teaches, not what some personality teaches, not what some denomination teaches, but what the Bible teaches, that Jesus is the Son of God, for instance, that He's God come in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, that He was born of a virgin, a miracle right there, that He lived a perfect, absolutely perfect life. As I said, He hung and bled on Calvary, that mountain that the cross was on, and His blood was shed for us. And as Isaiah said, if we make His soul an offering for sin, God in heaven will look down and be pleased, and He'll accept Christ's sacrifice as victory. Victory, victory, not a defeat, as Kenneth Hagin said, but a victory. His death was victory. And because He died and rose again, because He lives, the apostle said, I shall live also. As Job said, I know that in my flesh I shall see God in the end. I know in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. The verse and the wonderful Pentecostal song we used to sing, that hymn. If I got hit by a bus today, run over by a truck or something, I know the next moment I'd be in heaven. Do you know where you would be? Do you know where you will be when you die? Or are you still waiting for your blessing to come through, your hundredfold return? A man's life doesn't consist in the abundance of the things he has. Who cares about things? It's unimportant. I've been to Haiti. I've preached in extremely poor churches in Haiti, where the pastor of the church didn't even have a pair of shoes. It's not about things. It's not about stuff. It's not about giving so you can get more. But you focus on Jesus Christ and the love of God. You can know that your sins are forgiven. Psalm 119, verse 104, through thy precepts, or through the word of God, I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. That's why I'm preaching this message. I know the word of God. I know the blessings of God. I've studied them now for 30 some odd years. I know the truth. And I hate every false way. Please hear me. Please hear me. Jesus said to follow me, He told the disciples. He told those fishermen, follow me. Come be a disciple of me. Come learn of me. It's time to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time to focus on humility. It's time to focus on what does the book actually say, not what some preacher on television told you it says. And I've said this again and again and again. I'm not afraid for you to fact-check me or Bible-check me. I'm not afraid. In fact, I encourage you, I've said it again and again and again, be a good Berean. Get the Bible for yourself and make sure that what I'm saying is true. And if it's not, don't listen to me ever again. But by the same token, you judge those people who you listen to and watch every week by the Bible. If what they say can't be found in the Bible, you need to turn them off. I'm very concerned heartbroken, been heartbroken for years about those caught up listening to nonsense and lies and a message of greed, but never, ever coming to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Again, I'm not here to attack your pastor. Again, I'm not here to attack your favorite preacher. I'm here preaching this message because I love you, because I prayed for you for years, wept over you for years, and God loves you. And again, He's not concerned about the things you have. He's concerned about your soul and where you're going to be when they put you in the ground. Are you going to stand before God and He's going to say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord"? Or is He going to point His finger the other way and say, "Oops"? Jude, second to last book in the Bible, chapter 1, there's only one chapter, but verse 17 through 25. "But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there would be mockers in the last time." And if you don't think these are the last days, well, I don't know how we can get any worse, really. "Who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves sensual, not having the Spirit." They're not anointed, as they like to claim. They're not. "But, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, and not the love of money, which is the root of all evil. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." And this is where you come in. "And of some, have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fires of hell, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." And He closes, He says, "Now unto Him," the Lord Jesus Christ, "who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." God loves you. God has so much for you. And it's not found on television. It's found in the Bible. Studying the Bible. Learning of the things of God for yourself. Again, not because somebody told you, but studying it yourself. And finding those pearls of wisdom. There's so much God has for you. And I pray with everything in me that He will help you to find the true riches. May God help you and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today. and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.